This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Ever wonder what's really behind the headlines? Or why certain theories just won't go away? Dive into the world of The No Name Podcast, your go-to podcast for unraveling the mysteries of conspiracies, politics, and everyday life. Each week, we blend our opinions, analysis, with some storytelling to uncover the hidden layers of our world. From the latest political intrigue to the most fascinating conspiracy theories, we bring you a balanced dose of skepticism and insight. Whether you're a seasoned critical thinker or just curious about the whispers that swirl around us, we offer a space where your questions are welcome, and your mind can wander freely. Tune in, spark your curiosity, and let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The No Name Podcast, where every episode is a new chance to think critically and see the world through a different lens. Don't miss out. Subscribe today and join the conversation.
Well, I'm Jeremy. What's up, everybody? This is Dustin. This is our podcast called The No Name Podcast. We have decided we're just going to ride this ship with the No Name Podcast because,
ride the wave, baby, ride the wave.
it pretty much does actually bring it into what we were trying to create, which was a podcast really about anything, anything and everything. And so welcome to the official No Name Podcast podcast.
Welcome in, everybody. So hope everybody had a good week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you have a good week, man?
It's been a week.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a week. So I will be thankful I'm still here to, you know.
That's right. I tell everybody, and everybody asks me every day, it's like, how you doing today? Well, I'm on the right side of the dirt, so I'm doing all right. That's what I say.
I have arisen this morning, and that's really where it's at this point. So, yeah. But so this week we are going to be doing a
We're going to do a topic that's near and dear to my heart a lot.
Near and dear to his heart, but yet really surprisingly controversial.
Yeah,
like I honestly am shocked at how many people you see on both sides of the fence that are. They're right.
Yeah,
and it doesn't matter what you say.
And the argument on both sides could be right. I mean, there is no right or wrong in my, like, I don't think so.
Personally, I think we're right.
So, well, I believe I'm right. I think I'm right, even though I'm just saying I haven't, you know.
Personally, I think we're right. But, you know, I don't know.
Oh, does
I
mean, that mean you're a believer, Jeremy?
Absolutely. Am I a believer? Oh, of course I'm a believer.
Yeah.
You know, again, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it, but to me, there's been so much. Well, let's just say what we're talking about first, so people at home know what we're talking about. We're going to talk about Sasquatch now.
Okay. Okay. Sasquatch it is. Sasquatch it is. But, you know, it could also be known as a Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
You know, maybe.
Bigfoot.
Could be known as, you know, Joe Schmuckatelli and his spandex, you know, with furry spandex. It could be anything.
Yeah, could be. Could be. I mean, there was a guy who came forward a long time ago and said that he made the footprints, you know, with like what, snowshoes and something else, and he had a suit, and he's supposedly on his deathbed, he was like, "That was me in the suit in the Patterson Goodman film." No, I don't think so.
That's fair.
But could be.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong.
But yeah, that's today's topic. And like I said, I'm just shocked at how controversial, like, of all the things in life that you can be controversial of, Bigfoot. I mean, you know, the way that people look at people that believe in it.
Oh, I know, man.
And the way
I get looked at. I know. Trust me.
It's just surprising to me. It's honestly like, this is the the mountain you're willing to
die on.
Okay?
I think it's the first thing people want to do when you tell them, "Hey, man, you believe in Bigfoot?" They want to laugh. That's the first thing they want to do is they want to laugh. And then they're like, "Oh, God, you're serious." "No, I don't believe in Bigfoot."
Let me start spilling some facts here.
Well, let me tell you. After I tell you, maybe you'll just say, and again, you know, this is what I had said on the last episode and the first episode. And if you guys haven't listened to those episodes yet, we encourage you to go listen to those. But what I said was, I'm not trying to get people to believe in Bigfoot.
Exactly.
Or anything that I believe. What I'm trying to get you to do is I'm going to tell you these things, and I want you to say, "Hey, it's possible."
Well, I mean, that's a big thing of what we're trying to foster on this podcast is critical thinking. We're not saying we're right.
No.
We're not saying we're wrong.
Yeah.
We're just saying, hey, here's an idea. Here's some questions that make you think, okay, what I've heard about this, is that true or false? Does it make sense? Yeah. Could it be true? Could it not be true? I mean, who even knows at this point whether a lot of this stuff is true or not? I mean, we're just here asking some questions that we feel like are critical thinking questions.
Yeah, and then when we get done, go and look, do some research yourself.
Yeah.
And then come to a conclusion of what it is you really believe.
Well, I'm definitely not the expert on this, so I'm just going to sit back and ask some questions. I'm going to let you take it away.
Yeah.
You know, I've got plenty of thoughts. Yeah. but yeah, go ahead. And
well, my first question is, if you think Bigfoot exists, what do you think Bigfoot is? Because there's no right or wrong answer to that. There's not.
So my thought is that Bigfoot is an animal slash human. I mean, back in the day, you know, caveman style days before that, you know, I don't think Bigfoot was around before people were. I think that there was probably some sort of inbred family.
Like Neanderthals.
that was like, man, this gorilla looks great. Well, you know, I want to wipe
or
that.
Maybe, maybe it was the opposite. Maybe it was the gorilla that said, "Oh, she looks great."
Maybe, I don't know. I would, have no idea.
I would say
to more. Me, Bigfoot is like a mix of a gorilla and a human.
Well, when you hear the thoughts of people that's had encounters with them and people that's had sightings, that's kind of what they describe. I mean, when they describe what they saw, what it looks like, I mean, it does sound like a gorilla.
That's what it, but you know, when I've seen the pictures of them and the, you know, the videos and even the sounds, I swear he almost wants to speak English. You know, I mean,
that's a lot of people say Sasquatches have their own language. I mean, there is a recording called the Sierra Sounds. I forget the guy who recorded them. But he's got, I mean, several sounds, and it's almost like a chatter. It's this weird chatter. I think the very first sound is in that one of the videos I sent you earlier.
Yeah.
Of the chattery type noise. That's kind of their language. I mean, if you listen to it, it sounds like they're trying to communicate, but it's almost like they're arguing or fighting. And it's weird.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload.
too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels, but my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real, game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Gibberish.
She probably forgot to wash the dishes.
I told you I didn't want mayonnaise on this.
But you didn't scrub it good enough.
Dang it. Dang it. Dang it, Bobby.
But, yeah, I mean, it's really cool, though. What?
So I guess let me ask you the same question. What is your thought on where Bigfoot was derived from?
Well, see, mine has changed over the years.
That's fair. I mean,
just
the more
kind
you
of
get
the more I've investigated into it, the more I've read on it, the more I've watched, the more I've learned. My thoughts have kind of changed back and forth on what I think they were. What I originally thought they were, is I just thought they were a flesh and blood creature, a different species. And I kind of still lean toward that. I think they're just a species that maybe we haven't discovered yet. That's what I rolled with for a long time. But my opinions on that kind of changed over the years of, if that were true, and they were a species that we didn't discover, quote unquote, didn't discover, that kind of goes back to why I would think the government knows that they exist and they cover it up. And if that's the truth, then why did they cover it up? So, I don't know. But a lot of people think, too, that they're kind of interdimensional beings. So, that kind of goes along with, like, orbs. A lot of people that have encounters with Sasquatches or aliens describe these big glowing white orbs. And so, they kind of think they're intertwined with each other. They kind of coexist with each other. So, they're kind of supernatural at that. That kind of goes along with everybody's... One of the big questions everybody always asks is, well, if Bigfoot exists, then how come in every picture we have or every video we have, it's blurry or we can't get a clear picture of it?
Well, it's usually at night.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, a lot of times it is at night, but...
Because from what I understand, they're nocturnal. So the most of the time that you're going to find them is going to be in either the evenings or the mornings. That's what I've heard.
Well, I mean, I could see where you get that from, because a lot of times, like on like if we're watching it on TV and they go out Sasquatch hunting, and they go, woo, these weird yelps. But anyway, when they go out Sasquatch hunting, it's at night. So yeah. I get why you'd say that. But a lot of the experiences that I've heard people have are during the day. I mean, you know, they'll go deer hunting. They go deer hunting in the day, and they get trapped in the deer stand because...
So they're not actually looking for Sasquatch. No. They are just doing something else and just happen to have that that sighting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, but a lot of people think that they do what's called a mind speak thing, where they get off these sonar waves. And when that happens, that'll knock out, like, your camera. It'll knock out all of the technology. Like, everything just won't work. And you'll get real dizzy, real sick, things like that, too. So a lot of people think they have, like, a supernatural type deal to them, and a lot of people think that they come in between like portals, you know. A lot of people think that they're evil and this and that. A lot of people actually think they're the Nephilim from the Bible.
Yeah.
You know, the fallen angels bred with mortal women, and they had the offspring of the giants of the Nephilim. Yeah. So a lot of people think that they're just, you know, they're descendants of the Nephilim.
Yeah. Well, if I'm jumping ahead, stop me. You know, just tell me, we'll come back to it later. But I don't know why, but it seems like Bigfoot has been politicized, like pretty big. Like I remember it was either last year, 2, 3, 4 years ago. Maybe it was during the, you know, height of COVID, because they were trying to get you to stop looking at COVID and start looking at Bigfoot. But I feel like I remember them basically confirming here's been some sightings of Bigfoot. And they did it around the time they did the Area 51 stuff too. You know, where they said, oh, it turns out Area 51's real.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's not a tourist attraction like they told your daughter in school.
So how do you, are you, you remember that, right?
I remember something like it, because didn't they put like Bigfoot like on the endangered species list?
Yes.
And they made it like you can't hunt Bigfoot or you can't shoot them.
Right.
Which is so funny because there's actually been people, and you know that's funny too because people always say, well, if there's a Bigfoot, if they exist, you know, how come it, nobody's ever, you know, shot one or had a body? Or, there's been people that came forward and said that they did.
Yeah.
They did. But the Men in Black came up and said,
it's been covered up.
What are you doing?
But why do you think that is? That's where I'm getting
that's
at.
Why like... That's why my opinions on what Bigfoot is or what Sasquatches are has changed, because I thought they were just a species that we didn't discover yet. But if they're being covered up by the government, then they were discovered. And why are you covering it up? So that's kind of where I'm like, I don't really know, man. There's not really a right or wrong answer on what they are, but...
Well, there's not a right or wrong
answer,
but what's
the theory?
I do think
it's a species, because there's several different kinds. I mean, you have, you know, this is funny, but you have black-haired Bigfoots. You have light brown Sasquatches. You have red-haired Sasquatches. And you do have those rare albino Sasquatches. Those white ones. I'm just saying, like... So there definitely are species of them.
I got to be honest, that is brand new to me.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
I had no idea like 10 minutes ago that there was such thing as a red-haired. I mean, that's my spirit animal. It has to be.
Yeah.
I hope he's fat like me. So.
I'll bet you anything. I got a lot of listeners right now. They're either turning off or they're laughing. But real man, like the red.
I had no idea.
The red haired ones are just like us. I mean, they're more angry. Like, they're not the ones that just leave you alone.
Wow. I mean, I had no idea that Bigfoot had different color hair. So, I mean, I get it because dogs do. I mean, you know, it's possible. And you know, going back to what I said originally on my thoughts of the situation is that, you know, if you had some sort of inbreeding going on, you know, there was, you know, because I think monkeys pretty much are all black haired. So there would have had to have been
aside from orangutans.
Yeah. Know. So there would have had to have been an additional layer to that to cause different, you know, different hair color. But I swear, all the pictures and videos that I've ever seen, never seen anything but black.
Well, it kind of goes along with what I said earlier. They have a name for these species in every language, almost in every country. So if there's Sasquatches in China, or Sasquatches in Alaska, or Africa, or South America, or wherever, I'm just getting at, like, wouldn't it make sense that they all, that you would have different colored species of them?
Yeah, so, I mean, absolutely.
I mean, you look at little monkeys, like the little, you got gorillas and silverback gorillas that are black.
True.
But you have...
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Those little spider monkeys, they're not, I mean, they're a different color. You have orangutans that are red.
I can't ever think of a spider monkey without thinking of Talladega Nights.
I know. But you get what I'm saying. So, yeah, I mean, it would make sense if
I get it.
I don't really know what Sasquatches are, but
I mean, what's your best guess? Is it a derivative of the dinosaurs? Is it, you know, what's the...
I want to say that it's somehow connected to Gigantopithecus, just because we know for a fact Gigantopithecus existed. That was a giant ape that roamed the earth back when the land bridges were still here, and they believe it could have migrated in from, you know, Asia or whatever, whenever the land bridges were still connected, and then they separated. Okay, well, that makes sense. Whatever. They actually found teeth and everything to know that this did exist. Well, who's to say that it doesn't still exist? I know a lot of scientists or whatever, a lot of people say, well, there's no way that one of those could still exist because of the food source. Like, there's just not enough food source for it to survive. The hell there's not. Like, it can't, you telling me it can't eat deer? It can't eat bear? Like, it can't, if this son of a gun's as big as it supposedly is, and okay, as strong as everybody says they are, they just rip a deer's hind legs off in one go.
Like, how tall do you think one is? Like, what would your average height be of one?
I think they stand between 7 and 10 feet tall.
7 to 10 feet. So yeah, 8.5 is an average?
Yeah. I'd say 8.5 to 9.
And what do you think their quickness is if they were to 10-yard dash?
Oh, man, I don't know. I mean, I've never seen one. I'm just going based off.
Oh, I know, but I know that you've done all the research.
Yeah. Based off of what other people have said, they can clear a road in 2 steps.
Wow.
And then they've actually chased, like, whenever people encountered it and they get in their vehicle and they're able to take off, they've kept up with the vehicle for a little while before they just kind of give up and let them go.
They were in no Tesla, I can guarantee
that. I bet you, I'm telling you. They were in a Ford. That's what they were doing. They were in a Ford.
Got the butt warmers in the tailgate for when it breaks down.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean,
they're really fast, just from what I've heard and what I've understood. They're really fast. They're extremely strong. And for the most part, they don't really, I mean, from what I've read and what I've looked up and, you know, what I've studied, I haven't came across anybody that's actually been attacked by one, but they've been terrified by one to where they actually think it's going to kill them. And that's what's called a bluff charge. They're going to bluff charge you to scare you, to get you to leave. But then on the other hand, you look at how many people go missing all the time, like out in even the Appalachian trails, experienced hikers, man, they go missing. Or if they go up to Washington State, you know, into the national forest, that they're going to go hiking. How many people go missing every year? These experienced hikers, who's to say Sasquatches aren't taking them out, man?
Well, you know, I've never experienced that Sasquatch was a violent creature.
Yeah.
So that would be kind of surprising to me because, you know, I haven't seen anything where it's like a violent thing. So I don't know.
Well, yeah, I haven't seen any. Like, I've never seen any in person.
I'm not saying you've seen it in person, but, you know, when people have posted the I saw Sasquatch videos, they're posting the videos and stuff like that, you know, and even the research, the TV shows, stuff like that, you know. To me, it just looks like a guy out in the woods that wants to be left alone. It's me if I had no responsibility.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm out in the woods. Leave me alone.
I mean, honestly,
you know?
That's probably what it is. I mean, honestly, that's probably what it is. I mean, they want to be left alone. And if you're trespassing on what they feel like is their property, you know, why wouldn't they retaliate on that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
They're trying to scare you to leave them alone, but that doesn't make, you know, for the hunter that's out there in his tree stand, and then he sees two of them out there, and it's almost like one's coming this way, the other one's coming this way, like they're both kind of closing in on him,
right,
to where he's not getting away, and he's stuck there, and he can't go, because, you know, what's that about? At that point, he's not really trespassing on their property. He was there first, and they came up, because they smell him.
Yeah.
So, but maybe they're trying to scare him off of the property where they can hunt that property. you know, whatever deer you're going to kill, son of a bitch, is mine. That's what they're saying. So I don't know.
So what benefit do you think the government would have with a Sasquatch?
Well, if they created it, they have a lot of benefit to it.
Oh, my gosh. You think that's a possibility?
Yeah, I think it's a possibility.
You think it was like a war thing? Like, yeah, they created it for
super
war?
Super soldiers.
Sort of, it went wrong. They couldn't control them or something?
Yeah, something like that. I mean,
holy smokes.
Or they've created these, and they want to use them for war one day to unleash them on our enemy. I mean, I don't know.
Or just unleash them on the human population.
I think it's just an experiment. Honestly, I think it's probably an experiment that went wrong. They couldn't control it anymore, so they let it go.
Yeah.
And then it started breeding, maybe. If that's what happened, they could have started breeding, creating offspring. Who knows, man? I don't know.
Yeah, interesting. So if the government did not create them, because I'm assuming if the government created them, then all the stuff we've heard about where it's related to religion and all that from years ago is probably not true. So it's kind of like you have to pick one. But again, we're not here trying to say one way is right, one way is not. We're exploring all of the opportunities of where this thing came from. Because I do believe it exists.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not, you know, I believe it exists. I just don't know why it exists or where it exists from. So what I've seen a lot from some is where they're brought back into religious stuff. And I'm sure you've done a lot of research in that. So maybe you could speak to that as to, you know, like all the different places that, you know, have, I hate to say worshiped Bigfoot, but you know, it means something to them in their religion.
Yeah.
So
there's some people that believe that Sasquatches are the Nephilim. So the Nephilim were the offspring of the fallen angels. When the devil and the fallen angels were cast from heaven, the fallen angels came down to earth. They bred with mortal women. And then their offspring were giants. And so a lot of people believe that's where Sasquatch came from. These Sasquatch are...
So he was like the man to have.
Look at that big hairy man right there.
That man's 8 foot tall. Oh my gosh.
He's a strong one. So a lot of people think that they're the Nephilim, that the giants, that the offspring of the Nephilim. And I can see that. Kind of goes back to, well, a lot of people probably don't even know of the Book of Enoch.
Yeah.
You know, one of the missing books from the Bible.
Do you think he's in Enoch?
I think they do talk about the Nephilim in the Book of Enoch a bit. I'm not sure because I've never read the Book of Enoch.
I've got a guy I need to get on here that I think can explain to us about Enoch. We might have to do a multiple series with him.
Yeah, because a couple different things. From my understanding, too, a lot of people believe that aliens speak Enochian.
Okay.
That language. So
yeah, well, our no-name podcasters, listen for future episodes because we're going to explore that on some level. We're going to find somebody that knows a lot about it because I've heard about that a couple times and it's kind of got me interested. So
yeah, but yeah, that's as far as from a religious standpoint, that's kind of where that kind of lives and dies. That's really as far as it goes. They would think that they're the Nephilim. I don't know where I stand on that. I think it's possible because I know giants are in the Bible. You know what I mean?
I mean, what's your gut reaction? Do you think this is a government experiment or do you think this is a created creature or do you think it is a hybrid of a human and a gorilla?
I mean, honestly, my stance on that is kind of like I'm half and half on that because I'm not really on one side or the other. I kind of want to say yes, that I do think it was created and the government's doing their best to try to control it as good as they can. And they just don't really know what to do with something that big, that strong, and that powerful. I kind of think it's out of their control a little bit. But plus, if you look at the sightings and how many sightings there are every year across the whole, just this country alone, I don't really know how they would control that. It's almost like they created it a long time ago. If they did, they created it a long time ago
And they gave up on it a long time ago.
Well, I think the government's come to a place now where it's like all the things that they've tried to hide in the past, they realize they don't have to do it anymore. And I almost think that's why, you know, they released some of that information about Bigfoot a couple years ago and Area 51, because it's like all these things that they've tried to keep secret. It's like, I don't know if it's just ballsiness or what. But it's like, you know, they're just going to do it. And, you know, who cares what anybody has to say anymore?
Well, we know it's possible for them to create it. I mean, I know it's possible that they did, that they could have created it, because they've experimented on soldiers before. I mean, they have. There's been soldiers that's come forward before and said, you know, they tried to create super soldiers. We know that. It could have been an experiment gone wrong with soldiers. I don't know. I know Teddy Roosevelt had an encounter with a Sasquatch. He writes about it in his autobiography.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he was the one that started the project. You know, you never know.
Could have been.
I mean, he went there to go check it out.
Oh, Teddy. Maybe that's what the teddy bear was created.
That could be his little mini Sasquatch.
We're going to create this teddy bear based off of my friend that I know. His name's Harry. But I don't know. I kind of straddle that line of, was it created by the government? They obviously know about it. Or is it a species? Me personally, I lean more toward the species.
Well, I mean, it's become a species either
way. Flesh and blood creature. But I don't,
I mean,
really,
I definitely
know.
Don't think it's like it's moving animatronics at this point.
No.
You know, it's definitely become a species, whether that was government-created species or God-created species. I mean, who knows?
I kind of lean more toward that than I do the Nephilim theory. I'm not saying that that theory is wrong.
Right.
I'm saying I lean more toward this flesh and blood species than I do that. But I don't know where the whole supernatural thing, I can't explain that part of it. I don't know. We know for a fact other dimensions exist. So it could be an interdimensional being floating back and forth from another dimension to here. Kind of like, could be why it cloaks so well. You know what I mean?
Right.
Kind of like the Predator. You've seen the Predator?
Yep.
So when the Predator's out there, he's cloaking.
Invisible, not invisible.
Maybe that's what Sasquatch does, man. I don't know. But I will tell you, even though I've never seen one, the recordings you hear from them, the sounds, there's been a lot of tests done on those vocalizations, and they've compared them to if somebody hears one of these howls, they'll say, man, that's probably an owl.
Yeah.
It's probably a barn owl. Or it's probably an owl. Well, they've done vocalization tests where they've compared it to an owl. Does it match? Or they've compared it to a mountain lion. Does it match?
Well, let me play one of these. You sent me some earlier, so I'm going to play it and let's see what it sounds like. This is specifically the howl one. If we were to try to get... if we were to try to go out there and search for this thing, you know, do you know what that would look like? Like, why are they so scared? Why is it like, it almost seems like they're more scared of us than we are of them, or, you know,
I don't think that they're scared. I think they're, really observe. I think they want to stand back and observe and watch, because there's been moments, man, where they've tried to lure, I mean, Native Americans, they talked about they would do this to them. They would try to lure their children out into the woods to take them. So they would actually mimic the way that we talk. So if they would observe for a long time and listen to how this woman would say their daughter's name or something like that. Let's just say the daughter's name is Sarah. Okay? They would observe that for a long time until they got down how to call for Sarah. So Sarah would think either her mom or her dad's calling her, go out there and they take her. I don't really think that it's that they're scared. They just observe and watch you. They're curious as to what we're doing and why we do the things we do. I don't think they're scared. I just think that they, they'll defend their what they, you know, their property, what they think is theirs. I think they've been here as long as Native Americans have been here, man.
Yeah.
This land is really theirs. This land is your land. This land is my land.
You can have California, please.
Oh, they love it. Yeah, they're all in California. They're all in California. I mean, you can actually pull the map up to where it shows you where and what.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
State has the most sightings. California, Washington, and then the Southeast has the most.
But yeah, it's you know, you just don't know what to come across sometimes when you're looking at these things, and it's like, you know, to me, it's like I said, anything could be real. I'm not discounting any of it, but here is the this one. I'm going to play this and then tell you where it's from while it's going.
All right.
So this one says it was recorded in Klamath, California in 1993. What are we listening to, do you think?
Well, you're listening to Bigfoot scream. I mean, it's a Bigfoot howl.
What is he screaming about?
He's pissed off, man. I mean, a lot of times we think that whenever they're doing this.
This one is Westmoreland County of Pennsylvania.
Pause it for a second. Because I don't want to talk over it.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I think personally, just me personally, I don't care what other people think about what they think it's doing in these.
Mm-hmm.
But me personally, I think one of two things is happening. Either it's angry about something, or it's hurt.
Okay.
I think it's hurt.
Yeah. It stepped in a hole and rolled its ankle.
Either that or it didn't have a good outcome in a fight. Or, which I don't, if something can kick Bigfoot's ass, then I don't want to mess with that.
That's right. I'm sure it was another Bigfoot at that point.
Well, it could be, you want me to venture on another topic here? What it could be?
Well, let's make it through this video and then we'll put a pin in it. All right. So this is the Pennsylvania one. That's interesting. That's kind of what I would say.
I've never heard that.
Yeah.
That sounds like somebody had a bad experience with a Taco Bell.
Okay, this one's Boggy Creek.
Yeah, Boggy Creek's good. Boggy Creek's one of my favorite ones, man. Play that one again.
All right, and then last we have the Michigan Howl, is what they call this one.
Yep.
At least I think that's what they call it. There it is. It kind of almost sounds like a tornado siren.
Yeah, yeah, it does. It does. So what I was saying is a lot of people, they hear these things and go, man, that's an owl. Or man, that's a cougar or a mountain lion. Or, you know, it's an elk doing a mating call or something. The kicker is these vocalizations have been studied by trained professionals. That's what they do. with wildlife. They listen to vocalizations and they can match that to any species that they've already heard. They have matched these. They don't know what it is.
Right.
So if that's the case, then no, you'd be wrong. It's not an owl. It's not a mountain lion. So if it's not any of those, then what is it?
So then take me down the rabbit trail we were about to go in before the video.
Oh, yeah, with what could hurt Sasquatch. If something that big and that bad and that can really hurt Sasquatch, it's... Now, this right here is you're going to laugh. It's going to tell you you're going to laugh.
Okay.
You're going to laugh. Because I laughed the first time I heard about this, too. But then, come to find out, there's just as... The craziest part is it's happened here recently. Like, all the sightings of these things have been more recent than Sasquatch. But what it has a new name now. Everybody calls it Dogman. Dogman. It's what we grew up hearing of as werewolves.
Okay, okay. Because I was going to say, my kids have a Dogman book, I think.
Yeah, exactly. It's like
I feel like it's more of a dog.
If you Google Dogman, you're going to come up with this weird, like, Captain Underpants type.
That's exactly Captain Underoos. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, kind of looks like that, but it's a dog. Yeah. So... Yeah, I don't know why they changed the name from werewolf to Dogman, but yeah, that's what it is. And over the last, I'm going to say probably the last.
Maybe it's because it goes back to inbreeding, like I was talking about.
I think these things are more what people, if people are saying Sasquatches are more interdimensional, that's what I would think this thing is more interdimensional.
Well, I've always known as a werewolf to be a lot smaller, so how's that taken down?
No, man, these things are... big. These things, like, I haven't seen one, but I've heard, like, several people just give their description on it and kind of studied up on it and stuff. Apparently, they're not quite as tall as Bigfoot or Sasquatch. Sasquatch, I said, you know, they range between 7 and 10 feet. These things stand more like 6 feet to 7 feet, I guess, 6 to 8 feet, somewhere around in there, and they're more slender, more like a lean build. But just the description of their face and their teeth, like everything, it's really wild. But I would think, I mean, this, the reason I say this would be more interdimensional than Sasquatches is because it sounds like something that came straight from hell. Like, this is what sounds like a hellhound would look like.
Yeah.
But from my understanding, too, they don't, like, Sasquatches and werewolves, man, they don't jive. They kind of, like, are enemies because they're after the same food sources. They're after the same areas they live in. This and that. So it's almost like Sasquatches have been here longer, almost, I guess. Yeah. You could say. And now they don't like these things because they're coming in trying to take their area, trying to take their food source, trying to take their home. You know, I was here first. We're going to fight over this territory type of deal. So Right. Maybe that's what could hurt a Sasquatch. That's what it's doing. It's crying out in pain or anger. I don't know. I'm just trying to put puzzle pieces together, people. I'm trying to make sense of it. Bear with me. Follow along with me and say, yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, feel free to shoot us an email. Yeah. You know, our email address is in the description of the show, so feel free to grab that and shoot us an email if you have any, you know, theories that might help Dustin out here.
But the whole Dogman thing, the werewolf thing, it kind of goes back to Louisiana. With me, you know, they've always had this creature down there called, like, the Rougarou. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but it's something like that. The Rougarou. It's the description of that has always sounded like a werewolf to me, more so than a Sasquatch. Maybe that's what they've seen down there. Yeah. All this time. I don't know, but the strangest part for me with werewolves and Dogman is we didn't really hear much about. When I say we, I mean people like me who are into cryptids and stuff. We didn't really start hearing about these things very much until probably about 8 years ago.
Yeah.
8 years ago. And they've started getting increasingly more sightings. And we've actually had a big uptick in Sasquatch sightings too. But, you know, with Sasquatch, I kind of go with, yeah, there's some people that's going to make it up. Because there's liars out there. That's what they do. There's some people who battle mental illness and they're seeing things. And they really are seeing something, but it's not really there. But then you have people who are completely 100% there and they're seeing something, dude. And
yeah,
I don't know what they're seeing. But those are the people that I'm like, yeah, man. You haven't, I mean, I can't explain it, but it just, to me, it just makes too much sense for Native Americans to have said it. I mean, I think like the first sighting of Sasquatches was in like the 1940s,
right?
1950s. That's when it, like, modern time, when it started becoming more. So you mean to tell me, like, all these years, man, what is it then? So, I mean, I kind of like have said my piece on what I kind of think it is, because I don't know what I lean toward. What do you think? Like, do you think it, or you lean more toward it's a species created by God? Or do you lean more toward, oh, this was a governmental thing? Or do you lean more toward, yeah, I could see it tied in with aliens in another dimension?
I still think it is a hybrid of a human and a gorilla. I mean, honestly, but, you know, I feel like that would have had to have happened multiple times for you to get your own species out of it.
Well, but, I know, sent you an article
now that
earlier.
You sent me the thing about the, you know, and then we've talked about it being the government too. I kind of always lean towards the government's trying to stop us from something. Mm-hmm. And I think that honestly, they have tried on so many occasions to make something that can go to war and win. So thinking about it like that makes me wonder, okay, that could be a true ready to, you know, out of the box situation where they're trying to make just a species of something that can go to war and win.
Yeah.
You know, because that's always the name of the game, is actually being able to win and have your least amount of casualties.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe it was an experiment gone wrong. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, before we started talking, I've just always assumed in my head it's probably a hybrid of some sort. And, you know, I know there's going to be people that go, different species can't breed, da da da, you know, whatever. But somehow, I think this thing was created. I just don't know how. So,
well, different species could, if their DNA is
close enough.
Really, really close enough, right?
Right.
Human DNA and apes' DNA isn't far off.
Well, that's what I've always been under the assumption, but I don't want to make that kind of comment and then start getting a bunch of, you know, hate from people like, oh, you're off the rock.
Well, remember, people, like, we're not saying we're right. We're not saying that we are 100% right. We're not saying these are facts. We're saying these are our theories. This is what we think.
Yeah.
But a lot of this is what I've researched and found out, too. And you can do this exact same thing. Do your own research. Find out for yourself. But
they call that research around and find out.
Research around, find out.
But I, you know, that's kind of where I've always landed in the whole thing. Now, I'm going to shift gears for a second. What about Nessie and our Loch Ness Monster? Because I've heard a lot of those, a lot of people always put those hand in hand that, you know, you don't.
Well, they put all three of them in the same category with aliens,
right?
Bigfoot and Nessie.
So if we're talking about Bigfoot, I would say Nessie's probably the closest to Bigfoot as far as, you know, something. But I'll tell you this before you even get into it. There is some disgusting creatures underwater.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, my gosh. Like, you know, I don't even discount the fact that there could be a Loch Ness Monster. I mean, does it look like Nessie? I have no idea. But let me tell you, I know there is some messed up stuff underwater, whether it's the ocean or lakes.
You got that one fish, got that light, that flashlight sticking out of its head. I'm like, if that thing exists, then anything can
exist. I am not getting in the water ever again.
I mean, if that thing, I don't know. But there's so much in the water we haven't discovered.
Oh my gosh.
We can only go so deep.
Yeah.
And we went down as deep as we can go, and we've seen the creatures we've seen. Who's know what the down in there that we can't get to. But, I mean, if you go and look in, I mean, if you're religious and you go and you want to base things off the Bible, it talks of Leviathan in the Bible. The description of Leviathan sounds like what? A dragon?
Yeah.
I mean, no sword could penetrate Leviathan.
Well, the Bible has got some messed up creatures in it anyway.
This and that. I mean, so, yeah. I mean, who's to say the Loch Ness Monster isn't Leviathan, for all I know? I don't know. To me, it almost looks like, what are those, dinosaurs that had that really long ass neck.
Oh, the oh my gosh, the we just call it the long necks. I
yeah, because we watched Land Before Time, yeah, exactly. And that's what they were called. Yeah. So to me, that's what in that picture, that one picture I've seen of the Loch Ness Monster, that's what it looked like to me.
Yeah.
But I don't really know what the Loch Ness Monster is. That's one thing I didn't research a lot about, because to me, the Loch Ness Monster isn't something that I would feel should be that big of a controversial thing. I mean, we know, like we've talked about this before, either you believe in the science or you don't believe in the science. And if you believe in the science, then we know dinosaurs existed. Hell, crocodiles and turtles are dinosaurs.
Yeah, exactly.
Look how old they are, how long they live. So, who cares? I mean, if there's a species out there in that lake, in that water, from my knowledge, it hasn't hurt anybody. Leave it alone. It's yeah. out there. It's pretty damn cool that the dinosaur is still there, right?
Right.
It's a dinosaur.
So how does this correlate with aliens? Because I feel like I've heard people say that they're alien implants. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I've also heard that there's reptilians. I mean, I don't know. I mean, but yeah, I mean, a lot of people think that, like, I have heard the theory that Sasquatches and stuff could be like, the aliens put them here. Kind of where you're leading with that.
Yeah, they think, exactly. They think, you know, that it's like aliens, an implant or something like that. You
they
know,
think aliens put them here and they're here to give them knowledge of what they found. So remember how I was saying, I think Sasquatches are very curious. They observe. A lot of people think that that's why they're taking what they're observing and they're curious, they're what they're observing and they're giving it to the aliens.
So what do you think their main... Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly! Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today. Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Auto parts. Home is, you know, obviously they're wood creatures. Yeah. Are they in the mountains?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I would think they would live around anywhere that's heavily wooded,
mm-hmm.
with a lot of water. So, your Everglades, you know, swamps, their mountains.
Now, have you researched ever who has like what country or what landmass has the most?
I don't know what country has the most, but I know like in America, you have Florida and Georgia, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Kentucky. All those areas have a lot in the southeast. And then Oklahoma has quite a few. California, Northern California has a lot because that's where their wooded area is at. Washington State has a ton because that's where a lot of national forests is at. Michigan has a lot. Got a lot of water, a lot of wooded area. I mean, places like Arizona wouldn't have much. You know what I mean?
Right.
Desert.
Desert, yeah.
But yeah, they tend to hang around where there's a lot of heavy.
I'm sure they left New York because of the taxes.
So, so I was going to say, maybe if we're seeing an uptick in sightings of Sasquatches and werewolves, couldn't it be because we're slowly losing more and more and more of our wooded areas?
Yeah, could be.
You're taking away the area where they live, so you're going to see them more often. And when you see them, don't be surprised if they don't. I mean, there's not a confrontation.
I mean,
well, I'm just saying, like,
you know, out where I work, they've pretty much gotten rid of all the woods, and we see a lot more deer, surprisingly, just coming up to the building, you know, and I've never seen that before in all these years. And it's like, you know, that theory is probably not far off because there's just so many, you know, apartment complexes and subdivisions and everything being built that it's just pushing out the wildlife.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. We're seeing a lot more foxes here. I mean,
oh yeah,
recently too, a lot more fox, a lot more coyotes down here where we live was what we're saying. I mean, and I've never really agreed with the people saying, well, if these things existed, then why haven't we found a body? Why haven't we found bones? Why haven't we found... Well, bears exist, dude. Like, how often have you seen a bear carcass? When have you ever seen a dead bear, son? You ain't.
It's a true story.
Yeah, when have you ever seen a bear skeleton, bear bones? You haven't. You know why? Because when they die, other creatures eat them.
Yeah, because they're out in the
woods. It'd be the same thing with nature with a Sasquatch, wouldn't it? Or, for all we know, they bury their dead like we do. If they've been here since before Native Americans, way before the white man ever got here, and then, you know, Native Americans were here. They've been here that long, and they observe. Jeez, man, they could bury their own.
Yeah, absolutely.
For all we know, they eat their own.
That's what I was going to say. There could be cannibals, you know. Yeah,
they eat them. I mean, that's what I was saying earlier about, you know, think about how many people go missing every year.
Yeah.
Experienced hikers, experienced people in the woods. They just go missing, man. Like, who's to say? Like, that goes back to what I was telling you with Sasquatches used to lure the young away from the Native Americans. They used to say that. They would lure them away and take our kids, take our young. They could be taking these people.
I'd still like to see my Sasquatch as this nice little cuddly guy.
I'd like to see a Sasquatch, period. I mean, I know there's people that say, yeah, man, I used to say that too. And then when you see one, like, it freaks you out so bad, you either want to see it again or you never want to see it again. I just want to see one time, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I wouldn't enjoy that experience.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, is it going to bluff charge me? Is it going to leave me alone? Or am I going to go missing? I don't know. But I know that if you go out looking for one, you really should be heavily armed. I mean, just in case.
Right.
And you better be packing something strong.
Do you think they travel in packs or do you think they loan?
I think they can. Yeah, I think, me personally, I think they do travel in packs. I don't think they're alone. I think if you see one, there's another one that's not far away. I kind of think that's how they hunt. So, like, I think they hunt with, okay, this one's going to chase this deer. And he's going to lead that deer as he's chasing it into the ambush. And then the other one's going to take it out.
So if you had to put a number on it, how many of them do you think are in existence?
Oh, God, man. I mean, not as many as there are people, but I'd say thousands. I mean, I would say thousands just based off of the states.
So less than 10,000 or more than 10,000?
I don't know. I'm going to say less than 10,000.
Okay. I mean, I'm just wondering. I have zero idea.
I'd say less than 10,000 just because that would make sense why so many people don't see them.
Right.
And look at the few that do, you know. But I heard a guy say one time, like, if somebody really wanted to see one, he could take them to where there's some at. But that's when he was saying the same thing I was saying. I promise you, when you go there and you see them, you're going to wish to God you didn't go.
He still alive?
Yeah, but I don't know who it is.
Okay, because I say maybe we need to hit him up.
Yeah, it'd be cool if
I could get an experience.
It'd be cool if I could get in touch with him. If you're listening to this, man, reach out to us.
Yeah, please.
Reach out to us, because I'll totally be down.
I would
do it. If there's somebody out there that does, me and Jeremy will totally go.
Yeah, I mean,
reach out to us. We'll go on a Sasquatch hunt with you, man, like, for real.
Yeah.
I'd love to get an experience. Even if I don't see one and I hear it, that'd be cool, too. Because I'm going to record it and then put what I catch on here.
Exactly.
On the air for other people to hear.
I mean, we'll record it too. We'll go in with body cams, the whole nine. I mean, it'd be crazy.
We'll follow your lead. We'll do whatever you say.
Although I will say, if they're, you know, what you said earlier is true about how the fact that they're some sort of supernatural where they silence out the, you know, electronics.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
true. Yeah.
They got little built-in EMPs or something, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man.
I'm willing to take the risk, though, just to, you know, just to experience it. I'd be, you know, I'd call that a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So.
Yeah. What do you think about, what I was talking about a minute ago with the dog man thing. What do you think about that?
I mean, I've always, you know, to be honest with you, I'd probably believe in a werewolf more than a Bigfoot.
Really?
But again, never seen it, never experienced it. So yeah. Can't say it either is or isn't true. But I think that, that werewolves are probably more accepted for some reason than Bigfoot.
That's so odd to me too.
That's what I mean. Like, it's weird because
it's so odd to me, but I wouldn't just rule it out because look at Anubis.
Yeah.
I mean, the Egyptians worshiped Anubis or he was one of the ones they worshiped. He was what? The god of the dead.
Right.
The gatekeeper of the, I don't know. Anyway, you look at Anubis and you look at a werewolf. See where the similarities would be.
Yeah. But it's bizarre to me how people discount things that have never seen or experienced it.
Yeah.
You know, and it kind of goes back to, you know, even the werewolf thing. It's like, you've never experienced it. You don't know that it's not true.
Yeah.
I mean, there's tons of things on it. I mean, I don't know if somebody just had a dream one night and just started, you know, putting this stuff out into the atmosphere just to see if it would stick, and it stuck. I mean, who knows? I mean, we have no idea what the reason is behind any of it or any of that. It's just kind of like, this is the information we have, and you know, you either believe it or disbelieve it.
But, yeah.
You know,
I'll say this too. I mean, so skinwalkers, have you heard of skinwalkers? Okay.
No.
So that's another Native American thing, man, where, what were they? I don't want to say these medicine men. So these medicine men, I think that's what they were, the medicine men. They would...
Now I've heard of a medicine man.
Yeah. So what they would do is they would sacrifice themselves or give their soul up to become this thing. Basically, it's like the gatekeeper of the other world, supposedly. Anyway, they can shape shift and all this other stuff, man. And skinwalkers are like something you don't mess with, dude. Like, so like, there's a ranch and it's called Skinwalker Ranch. You've probably heard of Skinwalker Ranch. I think everybody's heard of Skinwalker Ranch.
Yeah, absolutely.
So a lot of bizarre things go on Skinwalker Ranch. You got these cattle that's just been completely drained of blood, you know, these cows with their heads missing, all these other things. And then they see all these shadow figures and all this other stuff. And there's a lot of screams and weird stuff that just happens on Skinwalker Ranch. Would you kind of like associate skinwalkers, werewolves, Sasquatch, aliens? Can they all kind of connect?
I have no idea. I mean, yeah. I can see the correlation.
Yeah.
But, you know, they could all be different. Some exist, some don't exist. I mean, who knows at this point?
Yeah. But that's kind of like where we're at with Sasquatch, man. I mean, but I guess we should touch on the Dr. Belcham, the thing I sent you earlier with, we were talking about DNA and scientific proof. You know, I don't know where I stand on Dr. Belcham, or what was her name? Belcham?
Let's see. It was,
Meldrum. Dr. Meldrum.
Yeah.
So Dr. Meldrum says that she has scientific proof or DNA proof that Sasquatches do exist based off of mitochondria DNA and this other stuff. So the only kicker is the scientific community is kind of calling her, like, kind of saying it's not real because she hasn't shown anybody else. She hasn't let anybody else see her proof.
Right.
So, my whole kicker on that kind of goes back to the governmental cover up deal.
Right.
If she does in fact have this proof, this DNA proof that this creature exists, and they've been trying to cover it up for over 100 years, they're not going to let her release it. I'm just saying that. Like,
Yeah. And I mean, that may be why she's scared to release it.
If that's the case, if that's the puzzle piece that we were able to put together earlier and say, okay, either it's a governmental cover up. Why are they covering up? We don't know. Or is it a flesh and blood creature? Well, let's just say we're going to go in this direction and it's a governmental cover up. If that's the case, maybe that's why she's not releasing her evidence. Well, maybe that's why she can't release her evidence, right? Because they won't let her.
Well, I mean, partially according to what she's saying is goes back to what my theory was anyway, was the fact that, you know, it's a hybrid.
Mm-hmm. That's what she's saying. So her argument is it's has human DNA and ape DNA. That's what her paper says. And that it's a crossbreed between apes and humans.
Yeah.
That's what she's saying Sasquatch is. And supposedly she has the DNA proof to back it up. If that's true, I don't know why it hasn't been released. Maybe other scientists didn't really discredit her. Maybe that's just what the government's saying. I don't know. I have no idea. But it's just another piece of the puzzle, man.
Yeah.
So.
Well.
But if there's anybody out there that's ever had an experience with a Bigfoot or with a werewolf, with an alien, please, man, message in. Tell us about it. Maybe we can put you on here and let you share. I think our listeners would love to hear your experience.
Yeah, I mean, we have our email address posted. Would love for you to, you know, reach out, and we can, if you have any questions, we can do a bonus episode and kind of go back into it a little bit at some point and see where we're all at on it. You know, do some research on whatever it is your question is and give you our opinion on it. You know, again, we don't know what the answer is. We're just here just like you. So,
Well, hey, man, that's all we got for tonight. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Check us out again next week. And remember, truth's out there. Just read between the lines.
Yeah, and we're going to be dropping some bonus episodes, I think, here and there throughout the week as well. Just kind of touching on different things that we, you know, we receive feedback from the episode. So we just kind of process that feedback, and we may have, you know, a 10-minute episode, bonus episode to drop on, you know, the same thing over and over again. Who knows? We'll have to see how it goes. So just be prepared, and we thank you for listening to the No Name Podcast. Make sure you give us a 5-star rating if you agree, and follow the show and smash that subscribe button, as they say.
Yeah, man. Tune in next week, guys.
Appreciate you.
Love to travel? Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.